The Entertainment Wrap Podcast is brought to you by Apple Insurance of South Haven. The power of the Apple, where they're big on coverage and big on service.
All the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the Entertainment Wrap.
Now, Jenny, you are a fan of Ed Sheeran.
I like Ed Sheeran.
Are you also a fan of ketchup?
I love ketchup.
What do you think would happen if you put Ed Sheeran and ketchup together? This isn't a joke. I'm just asking how you'd feel about that. Because Heinz apparently wants to sign Ed Sheeran as their spokesperson.
I heard about that.
So a source tells the Daily Mirror that Ed has a ketchup tattoo on his left bicep. Ed is loud and proud about his love of ketchup. Anyone who gets a tattoo in tribute to tomato sauce must really love dousing it on their food. Heinz has been watching his ketchup comments closely and are making plans to have him make him their condiment king. Now, Ed did previously say, everyone knows how much I love ketchup. I would endorse my own ketchup. If anyone from Heinz is around, that would be great. And I'd love to go swimming in a big bowl of ketchup at their factory.
Oh, man.
I mean, I like ketchup, but that's taking it a little far.
I mean, to get a ketchup tattoo, it's a little much, but I would love to endorse something really cool like that. Like, if he's going to do ketchup, I'll do, like, mayonnaise.
I want mayonnaise.
You want mayonnaise?
Yeah, I was going to say, I really like mayonnaise.
We can be competing spokespeople for competing mayonnaise companies.
What else is there?
Duke's.
Duke's mayonnaise.
It was available when I lived out east, and you can get it online.
So it's like a specialty brand.
You can actually buy it on Amazon. I have a literal gallon jug of mayonnaise in my refrigerator from Duke's. It actually, according to taste tests, it is better.
How about mustard? Superior. How do you feel about mustard?
I'm a good mustard. I like mustard.
I feel all condiments have their place. They all have. I like ketchup, mustard, and mayonnaise together. That's my favorite, and I think that should be bottled.
If you're a spokesperson for one condiment, do you have to now use that on everything? Because they're going to give you an endless supply of it.
One brand, you could never use a different brand. But no, I don't think. Okay, let's say I'm a ketchup, person now. It's not.
You have ketchup on everything.
I don't have to put that on my oatmeal.
Yes, you do. You have to have ketchup oatmeal now.
Then I don't want ketchup. Take mayonnaise. I put mayonnaise on most things.
You put mayonnaise on oatmeal?
No, actually, I wouldn't do that either. Never mind. This idea is starting to fall apart.
Alec Baldwin was talking with Howard Stern, and he said that he would actually win the presidency if he ran against Donald Trump in 2020. Can you imagine that? The guy that plays Donald Trump in SNL.
So many comedy options here. Yeah. I love this idea.
He said, if I ran, I would win. I would absolutely win. I would 1,000% win. It'd be the funniest, most exciting, most crazy campaign. The only reason I say that this is because I'd love to run for that kind of position just to have things be, very common sense. There are so many things that this country needs to do that are just so obvious.
And one of them is to get Alec Baldwin on the primaries so that this can happen. So come on, America.
I don't know, though.
For the entertainment value alone.
Literally, the only people that I'm hearing about running for president in 2020, this kind of scares me, is all celebrities.
I know. We opened the door now. That's it. That's all we got.
Who you want to vote for? Donald Trump, The Rock, Oprah, Alec Baldwin, or the cast
Kanye West, wasn't he going to run?
I'm surprised that you said you saw the Ocean's 8 the other day. Why doesn't that whole cast run for president?
They should.
I would vote for Sandra Bullock.
Ooh, yeah. I would vote for Sandra Bullock, too.
I would put her as, the Secretary of State so she can talk to all the people around the world. It'd be a good cabinet. It's just going to be a celebrity cabinet. That's all it is.
Might as well at this point.
We'll see what happens. But that's the Entertainment Wrap for today.